I sat down with two of the organizers for Capital District Community Energy, organized in the Community Choice Aggregation Program here in the Capital District. We start off talking about one of their new projects, Solar for All. We have Bill Reinhardt, also an Albany County legislator, and Tina Lieberman, environmental activist extraordinaire in the Capital District. And one of the projects they're working on is also Solar for All. So, Bill, who is Solar for All and why will it help?
Solar for All is a program that was put together by NYSERDA, the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, to provide solar energy benefits to low and moderate income people who are eligible based on their income. And it's a program that also encourages local community solar developments around, in this case, it would be around the Capital District. And so the power that would be going to these customers and the economic benefit would be coming from local solar farms. So there's an economic benefit for the community as well as the benefit for the low and moderate income participants in the program.
So, you know, how does this work? Say I'm a low income person, I'm, you know, on HEAP or I'm getting SNAP. Am I guaranteed that I'm going to be saving money by signing up for this Solar for All? Are they going to come and put solar panels on my roof?
So the nice thing about Solar for All is that you don't have to have solar panels on your roof. This comes from a portion of your electricity will come from community solar, which is, you know, when you're driving along or you're in the bus and you see those fields of solar panels, it would be coming from that source through your wires, so to speak. And you'd be getting a credit on your bill, so you'd definitely be saving money. And NYSERDA says you can save from between $5 to $15 off of your electric bill every month. And it depends on how much the solar panels on that solar farm, are producing for you. So in summer months where they're producing a lot, you'd get more like the $15 a month off of your bill, a credit. And maybe in the winter, you'd be getting more like the lower amount, the $5.
So is the government basically saying we're going to give you free money to promote solar? If you sign up for this program, you're guaranteed you're going to be paying less for your electricity?
Yeah, not free money, free electricity.
Free solar electricity, right. That's the good part. Now, I mean, they've made this as easy as you can imagine. So if you have a letter that says that you qualified for SNAP, you got that award for SNAP, for TANF.
TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families.
Thank you. For Section 8 housing, Supplemental Security Income, HEAP or Empower. If you've already qualified for any of those programs, you can automatically qualify for this one. You just show them the award letter within 12 months. And once you're in for 10 years. You'll get this credit on the electricity part of your bill for 10 years. You don't even have to renew or requalify. There are no fees to join the program or leave the program. You can cancel at any time. And you get the same bill you've always been getting. So if you're with National Grid, you'll still get one bill from them and you'll just see the credit on your bill, and they're still going to be responsible for the billing and the delivery and if there's power outages or maintenance. So it's like you can't lose with this. If you're income eligible, you should really sign up.
And how does one go about signing up?
Well, there are various ways you can sign up. You can do it online on the NYSERDA website. Go to the Solar for All portion of their website. And there are other partners that have the forms available for you to pick up and fill out. And the CCA group that we're a part of and that we're getting going now, many of us are going to be participating in that sign-up effort. So I also represent Solarize Albany, where some of us are going to be doing this. I think Sierra Club and others will be participating. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to find a place and or a person to talk to for signing up. One point I do want to make is you do have to already be paying your own electric bill. So if you're in a master metered apartment building, you would not be able to. But if you're in an apartment building and you pay your own electric bill, then you are eligible.
That's a really good point. Another place to go if you want to sign up and you want more information would be the Affordable Housing Partnership in Albany. And you can look that up. It's energy@ahphome.org. And the phone number is 518-434-1730. That's 434-1730. And you'll find online, if you just go NYSERDA and you type in Solar for All, the application will pop up. It's only a 1.5-page application.
Now, Solar for All is for, you know, targeted toward low-income people. You, Bill, you mentioned you were Solarize Albany. Are there other programs out there for more, you know, say middle-class individuals?
Well, that's a big question. There are a lot of programs. If you mean specifically about using solar energy, there are some things that Solarize Albany can help you with in terms of how to go about putting rooftop panels on your house or participating in a community solar farm, which is also where the energy comes from for the Solar for All program. But anyone can sign up for a community solar farm to be a subscriber, and they will save 10% on their electric bill for that portion of the electricity that comes from that solar farm. You know, those are the two primary ways for people to participate right now. But what Tina and I are really excited about is this community choice aggregation program that we now have 14 communities who are looking seriously at it. And if we get across the finish line and we get good pricing signals from the marketplace, we will have all the residents, or many of the residents in these 14 communities, will be getting renewable energy supplied to them through their through the national grid wires to their homes, and they will save money doing so. Some of that we expect will, in the future, it may be solar. In the immediate first round of it, it may not be a lot of solar. It may be more hydro and other and wind. But we're very excited about this because this is a huge change for the Capital District if we get this going in terms of the amount of renewable energy that homeowners and residences will be getting from the renewable energy world.
So you mentioned we have 14 municipalities in the Capital District. Somewhat interestingly, there actually was more sort of the suburban towns and the rural communities that came in first. But more recently, the bigger cities of Troy, Schenectady, and Albany have indicated support. And Tina, I understand there's some couple important meetings coming up in Albany. Are people, should they be talking to their City of Albany council members at this point?
Absolutely. I mean, it would be great if people could call up their council members and say, we do support community choice aggregation. We love the idea of getting a lot of people in the city onto renewable energy at really good price. I mean, if you've tried to sign up with by yourself, you know, with an energy supply company, I think, you know, most often you're paying more than the national grid rate. But the fact that we're getting together, we've got 14 municipalities bonding together, we are a force to be reckoned with. We are 90,000 households strong, so we're going to get a really good price on renewable energy or renewable energy mix from different energy supply companies. You know, you're not going as an individual. So, yes, if you could let your common council member in Albany know, or let your town supervisor know in any of the other 14 municipalities, and I can list them and say, yeah, we're in favor of community choice aggregation. This is a great thing. So the 14 communities are Albany, Troy, Schenectady, Saratoga Springs, Glens Falls, Watervliet, Niskayuna, Guilderland, Bethlehem, New Scotland, Voorheesville, Knox, Altamont, and Kinderhook. So as I said, together we're 90,000 strong. And so we've got real good buying power.
So we're out of time. We've been talking with Bill Reinhardt and Tina Lieberman of Capital District Community Energy. This has been Mark Denley for Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.